In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, are the teachings of Jesus relevant to these times, or are they simply not? What do you think? Did you hear that final line that the deacon just read from St. Luke's Gospel? Jesus says to his followers, "You see a cloud rising in the west, and at once you say, and tonight it's going to rain." And so it does. If you know how to interpret, Luke says, if you know how to interpret the earth and the sky, why can't you interpret the meaning and the needs of people in the times you're living and respond to them? And did you hear Jeremiah that Elaine read? Just as God sent Jesus, so God sent prophets for years to give the world his message. In every century, God sent people to bring God's message. People like Archbishop Oscar Romero of El Salvador and Saint Teresa of Calcutta and Pope John Paul II and Pope Leo and Nelson Mandela and Desmond Tutu and Martin Luther King Jr. and Dom Helder Camara of Brazil and Mahatma Gandhi of India and Sister Helen Prejean of our United States. They were all 20th century prophets who heard God's voice beckon them and had the courage of their Christian convictions to respond to Jesus' call on their life, to proclaim Jesus' undiluted message by looking at the people around them and responding to the needs of those people. During a very ugly time for the poor people in El Salvador back in the 1980s, Archbishop Oscar Romero sided with the poor people and spoke out for their good, even at the risk of being arrested. An archbishop in a Catholic country being arrested by the government. He stood firmly in the pulpit of the cathedral in San Salvador on the promise of Christ's life and resurrection. When he spoke these words from the pulpit of the cathedral, he said, "If they come to kill your priests and bishops, each one of you must become a prophet of God. You must become God's microphone. Each of you must stand up and speak out." And then he concluded his sermon on that Sunday morning in the cathedral with this: "I do not believe in death without resurrection. If they kill me for speaking out," he said, "in the name of Jesus, I will be resurrected in you people of El Salvador." That was Oscar Romero's last sermon on March 24th, Sunday morning in 1980. Moments later, a sharpshooter came in the back door of the cathedral and felled him right by the altar. A person must not love oneself so much as to avoid getting involved in the risks of life that are required of us as followers of Jesus Christ. My neighbor downtown, where Ann and I live, is Jewish. And I'm pretty obvious down there about my Christianity when I come and go every day from our house with this white collar on. But I believe that both my neighbor and I are responding in our lives to the same God. When he and his wife rent a warehouse in the city of Baltimore to collect and store and distribute Baltimore City school uniforms for poor children all over this city. Yes, I think we're both hearing the same call of God when we do good and helpful things. And then my Jewish neighbor and his wife marvel when I tell them about our work here, feeding and clothing people who live around us or come from a distance because they've heard about us. And I told them recently about how we're signing a petition, some of us, for a fair parole hearing for a woman who has been in prison for so many years. And I tell them that we do what we do here with a spark of kindness in our eyes and a heart full of the love of Jesus. At the end of the day, are we not our brothers and sisters' keepers? Do we obey God's word to speak out for them, or don't we? In this evening's reading from that Old Testament prophet Jeremiah shows his unswerving obedience to God's call in his life, to God's message, despite political unpopular opposition that ended him up in the bottom of that deep, deep well. I believe that what I'm trying to share with you quickly this evening is best said with the words of the Brazilian bishop, the late Helder Camara. He spoke to the people of the church in Brazil with this poignant statement. He said, "When I give bread, whatever I can, when I give it to the poor people and the starving people in this city, I'm called a saint. But when I ask you why the poor and the hungry among you have no bread, you call me a communist." The prophetic word of God is a divinely inspired message that tells us what God's will is for us and calls us to obey it and provides guidance and encouragement for us to do it. So Jesus gave his life on the cross not to make us nice people who get along with everyone because we say little and do next to nothing. Jesus gave his life on the cross to make us new people who would live in love with each other and with others. And I pray that we continue together here to live as new people. God bless you. Amen.